denn der Ramban schiet jetzt. Der Ramban schiet jetzt. Der Dekodik zu Rebbe Lezer. Wo ist mich ein Atom in Mokimav. So Rebbe Lezer holt. Der Tirode has its own independent Mechai. In the same way as, let's say, as Tefe has its own Mechai. It's not the same Mechai as Losh. Losh is one Mechai. And Tefe, the Melocha of Tefe, has its own Mechai. So Zereya is its own Mechai, and Tirode is its own Mechai. Contrablazia. So Memele, since he said his own Mechayev, so if he's Masre the Tilode on the score of the half, so it's no Asroye. So it's like someone who'll be Masre, a Losh, on the score of Kesi. So it's no Asroye. This is according to Rabbi Lezer, Rambam Shite. But according to the Rabbonon, so it does not have its own independent Mechayev. After all, if it had its own independent Mechayev, so the Rabbonon should be Mechayev in two Chatoetz, if he is Reya and is Mashkes Roy. So the Mechayev is the Mechayev of the Av, even for the Tavode. But still, even though he's the Mechayev of the Av, so it's Chelik on Tesis. Because Tesis, Shite is, that once the Av is a Mechayev and the Tavode does not have its own independent Mechayev, so in the Mele, he cannot be Masre on its own score. Score and score. And the Ramban holds no, then either way it's all right. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Lezer, it has its own independent Mechayev, so the Mele, he cannot be Masre either way. But he must be Masre on its own score, not on the score of the Av. Now, Teisves in Azirik, so Teisves here, I mean Teisves in Azirik certainly holds that Tilode does not have its own independent Mechayev, even Malin the Rabbi Lezer. Now Teisves in Kalgodl could hold either way, I mean Teisves in Kalgodl. Teisves in Kalgodl says he doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av. He doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av. So Tesis could hold either way, either that it has its own independent Mechayev, its own independent Mechayev, so that's why it doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av, or the Tesis hold that it does not have its own independent Mechayev. So, but still it's not necessary to be Masre on the score of the Av. Right. Now, אבל רב לזה דמחי לטון מקאב, מה היא קוראה? אבל מוסלמים נפקים לי אסרוי, כי נפרש את זה קודם. ויגלו נאמר, דהי לי לפנישנה, הר דהב ומיש כרשי. This is one more שני תסס מבוקה בלבית. מי זה נגע עושה? הר דהב ומיש כרשי וקורא לי אב. והר דהב ומיש כרשי וקורא לי אב. קורא לי תלוי. ופי זה יש מרוחז דהב ומיש גמנקי שומש כזרוי, ולא יחשי ולא יעבור. וכן מי גרסינו על דהב ומיש כרוך שיבה, קורא לי אב. אבו מגרסינון, הר דאב מביש כרשיבה, ביקור ליאב, הר דאב מביש כמו יחשיב, ביקור הולודה, ובי זה עתו מסלוי מישהו. So in other words, Tesis here mentions three gersoids. One gersay is, הר דאב מביש כרשיבה, ביקור ליאב, ביהר דאב מביש כרשיבה, ביקור ליאב, that's one gersay. So, it's much more from this Tesis, according to the gersay, הר דאב מביש כרשיבה, ביקור ליאב, ביקור ליאב, ביקור ליאב, ביקור ליאב, ולפי זה יש מלוכן דאב ומישכו כמנקי שמש כזרועים לא יחשיבה ולא יאהוב. Now, so, Tesis says that according to this girl say, even if it isn't the mishkin, even if a certain type of labor existed in the mishkin, but it's not choshu, so then it's not enough. How about the converse? In other words, suppose it is choshuv, and it is choshuv, but it didn't exist in the mishkan. But then Tesis says here, "V'cheini gasino dehave b'mishkan uchshive kor liav." So in other words, so according to second girsay, Tesis is certainly saying that according to second girsay, I mean, Tesis doesn't have to say, I mean, then it's obvious. That according to the second girsay, how the have a mishkin uchshive kol yav, that there are two prerequisites, choshuv and mishkin. So if choshuv and not mishkin is not enough, mishkin in atchoshuv is not an avira. So we may like, since Tesis uses the Russian, v'chein igasinon, they have the mishkuch shivikolya. So that means that Tesis equates the implication of the second Gilseh with the implication of the first Gilseh. Now it is clear, it is self-evident, that the implication of the second Gilseh is that there are two prerequisites. And since Stasis employs the term V'chein, so it's mashma, that there is an equation between the implication of the first Gilseh and the implication of the second Gilseh. That's how it's mashma. So according to the first two Gilsoyes, it's mashma from this Stasis. According to the first two Gilsoyes, there are two prerequisites. Chshive and Mishkin without Chshive is not enough. Chshive without Mishkin is not enough. Then there is a third Gilseh. Avol Igasinon, how the Avol Mishkin Chshive, we call it Avol Avol Mishkin Loi Chshive, we call it Lode, we say at Lode is Loi Mishkin. So the Mele, according to the third Gilseh, the only prerequisite is Avol Mishkin. Having the in other words, so as long as something will exist in the Mishkan, that is the Chshives. Nothing else is important. So in other words, so according to from the Loshen, from the Pashtus Loshen of this Tesis, it's mashma that while there are three Gesoyes, but only there are only two Shites. In other words, two Gesoyes have no Nachkimina between them. The first two Gesoyes have the same implication. In other words, that there are two prerequisites. And the third Gesoyes has another implication. There are three Gesoyes, but two implications. The third Gesoyes has another implication, that there is only one prerequisite, Havi B'Mishkin. And according to the first two Gesoyes, there are two prerequisites, Havi B'Mishkin and Choshen. This is how it's mashma from the Tesis here. But from the Tesis that days, it's mashma that there is a difference between the first Gilseh and the second Gilseh in Palbota. Tesis in Palbota. I mean Tesis in Shabbos, sorry. Tesis in Shabbos Abbeis. The bottom Tesis, Abbeis on the dollar. Horeg Asina. How do I have a Mishkin Chshive call it up? How do I have a Mishkin Chshive call it the Lord? Ufi har Gilseh, bo la'afuke kamam loches. So he's discussing the Gilseh. How do I have a Mishkin Chshive call it up? How do I have a Mishkin Chshive? That's the first Gilseh in Azir. Jesus is discussing. Ufi har Gilseh, according to the first Gilseh, bo la'afuke kamam loches, shalo hoyu chshubi, ve hoyu b'mishka, dit elodis nimi, ve loyu aves loches. Gramlin und Fehlig Mama Tengi. Hei mehu akoshi mi kalkala gole, dai nach nose um mich in Jutachis. Wie ist die Kasse? Harde habe mich genug schiele kolle ja. Harde loi habe mich genug schiele kolle ja. Und für Gierse zu, zu noch immer die Boi Tate. So from the manner in which this is formulated, so it's much me. Und für Harde, und für Gierse zu, zu noch immer die Boi Tate. The implication being that with Gierse Vishaino, loi Boi Tate. But this is itself said, Tesis itself said that Lefigir Sarisheino, it's a common loche shel hoyu chshivu boyu mishkon. So that's it, Rode. That's it, Rode. So what's the nafkemine between the first Gilseh and the second Gilseh? And Tesis is implying here in the Mechamed based on Dalet that there is a nafkemine between the implication of the first Gilseh and the implication of the second Gilseh. And Tesis is saying that the implication of the second Gilseh is that there are two prerequisites. And the implication of the first Gilseh is that Chshive is a prerequisite. So if we are going to say that according to the first Gilseh, so Havel Mishkin is also a prerequisite, so then there is no difference between the first Gilseh and the second Gilseh, and Tesis implies that there is a difference. So the Maram points out that from the Maram in Borakam, so he points out that from this Tesis, it's mashma, that according to the first Gilseh, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive Kohol Yav, how the Loi Havel Mishkin Chshive Kohol Yav, So the important, there is only one prerequisite. What is that? That chshiv. So chshiv is a prerequisite. So if something is not choshuv, even though it existed in the Mishkan, it's not enough. Even though it existed in the Mishkan, so it's not enough. If something is not choshuv, but if something is choshuv, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, it is still enough. This is how the Maram points out, I mean, excellent it is. It's mashma like that. In other words, so there is a machlekes between Teisves and Lokamidav Beis and Teisves in Nazirei. According to Teisves and Nazirei, there is no nafkemine between the implication of the first Gersay and the implication of the second Gersay. According to Teisves and Lokamidav Beis, there is nafkemine. In other words, that only the second Gersay holds that there are two prerequisites, chashiv and avod mishkan. But the first Gersay holds that there is only one prerequisite, chashiv. So, but avod mishkan is not a prerequisite. So choshuv, even though it didn't exist in the mishkan, is an eloche, and avod mishkan, not choshuv, is not an avod. Is not an avod. Now we have to understand, this thesis in Balakami doesn't even make sense. How can we say that choshuv is the only prerequisite? So choshuv, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, is an av. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so how can it be an av? I mean, who is this arbiter who will decide what is choshuv? Now, why shouldn't climbing up a big mountain, Mount Everest, let's say, why shouldn't that be considered in Loch HaChshuvot? It's a Loch HaChshuvah, I mean, there are very few people who could do it. So, I mean, if you consider it from the point of view of common sense, I mean, I would be disposed to say that this is more choshuv, let's say, than making two stitches in a baguette. After all, I mean, one does not have to be very skilled to make two stitches in a baguette. But to climb up Mount Everest, so that he has to be very skilled. So I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I think that I discussed it. So the pshat is as follows. Of course, nothing can be considered in the loche if there is no counterpart of that type of labor in the Mishkan. Because that's the alfuse of the smichus of Parsha Shabbos to Parsha Samishkan. So that goes without saying that the fact that a certain type of labor existed in the Mishkan, this is the foundation for the determination of Imloch. Of Imloch. But when Teisves in Bavakame says, when Teisves in Bavakame says that according to the first Gersay, so if something is choshen, even though it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so it is still in Meloche, this doesn't mean if it didn't exist at all in the Mishkan. Neither this exact type of labor existed in the Mishkan, nor something similar to it existed in the Mishkan. In such a case, it couldn't be Meloche, so because we learn out from the smichus of Shabbos to Meloches HaMishkan. But let's assume that Eifer was not in the Mishkan. Eifer was not in the Mishkan. Now, I mean, that's discussed. I mean, whether Eifer existed in the Mishkan, of course, according to Rabbi Goyen Shite, we discussed it. I mean, that even if something existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Kovas Karbonis, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that's also considered having the Mishkan. So according to Rabbi Goyen, certainly Eifer was in the Mishkan. But let's say not according to Rabbi Goyen. So then it's possible that Eifer was not in the Mishkan. It's possible, not according to Rabbi Goyen. So Eifer was not in the Mishkan. But something similar to Eifer, Mivashel, existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. In other words, let's say Bishul Samoni. So then what Teisves is saying, that according to the first Gersay, that there is one prerequisite. What is the prerequisite? Choshuv. So choshuv. So that means, so if something is choshuv, let's say like Eifer, now Eifer is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kolbot, so even though Eifer in this exact form did not exist in the Mishkan. But something similar to Eifei, Mivashel Samoni, the counterpart of Eifei, existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, so Eifei, on account of its chshives, could be considered an Av Meloche, even though Eifei, in this exact form, Afie, in this exact form, did not exist in Mishkan. But Lechol Apoches, the counterpart of Eifei, Bishul Samonim, existed in the Mishkan. Masha'in came, so Mimele, we had the criterion in determining, I mean, what could be considered a Meloche or not. It's not just Chshives by itself. Chshives combined with something that is Lechol Apoches similar to it, that existed in the Mishkan. So the nafkemine between the first lashon, the first girse, according to Tesis and Murakame, and the second girse, that according to the second girse, there are two prerequisites. One is chshives, and one having mishkan. So what does it mean, having a mishkan? Only if it existed in that exact form in the mishkan. But suppose something is choshev, and the counterpart of it existed in the mishkan, but the exact type of labor did not exist in the Mishkan, then it wouldn't be enough. So Eifei wouldn't be enough, you see, according to the second version. If we assume that Eifei didn't exist, Eifei itself didn't exist in the Mishkan. So according to the second version, according to the second Yerse, according to Tesis and Borokame, Eifei would be a Tori. Now, and there is, that's in connection with the other Tesis and Borokame. So there is a lot of confusion as to whether Eifei is an Av or Eifei is a Delodet. So in other words, there is such a shite. I mean, the Maram doesn't like that Girse in Teisves in Bolokame, because according to that Pshat and that Girse in Teisves in Bolokame, so it follows that Eifei is a Delodet. So I said, how is it possible that Eifei is a Delodet? But there is such a shite that Eifei is a Delodet. So, I mean, how can that chite be explained? In other words, that chite holds, I mean, that on the contrary, I mean, that chite holds that like the second girls in Tesis and Bobakam. So in other words, there are two prerequisites. One is chshive, and one is that having mishkan. And what does it mean, having mishkan? In its exact form, not the counterpart was in the mishkan, not something similar to it was existed in the mishkan, but the exact thing existed in the mishkan. So memele Eifei is choshuv. It's a good pass. So certainly, I mean, it's choshuv that gives it chshives. So and it is. But in this exact form, it did not exist in the Mishkan. It did not exist in the Mishkan. So really, it's in the Lord. It's in the Lord. And all those Rishayim who say that Eifei is an Av, so either they can agree with the Shita of Rabbi Goyen, that even if something existed in connection with Akoves Kobones, the Mincha, let's say, so it's also considered Havel Mishkan. Or even if we don't accept the Shita of Rabbi Goyen, so it's possible that Eifei existed, we discussed it in Kol Gadol, that Eifei existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, we can consider the construction of the Mishkan, or if we say that Eifei did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, and we don't accept the Shita of Rabbi Goyen, so they could agree with the first year said that Tesis and Borokame mentions that the one important prerequisite is chshives. So mele Eifei certainly is chshives, and even though Eifei in this exact form did not exist in the Mishkan, but the counterpart of it existed in the Mishkan, so that constitutes it into Eloche. But one thing is clear, I mean, when Teisa says in Borokame that according to one Girse, there is only one prerequisite, Chshives, even though it's not Av Mishkan, it means, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan in that exact form, But as long as the counterpart of it, something similar to it, exists in the Mishkan and in the Choshuv, so then it is constituted into an act.
Now let's see the Rashi. What did Nambi Firk in the case? Kidin Mukale, the Dreva Shmeina, and the Bekis, Kizirik Bavi, Upotter, the Renoch Birshusarab, the Rishusarabim with Milo Masor, who wishes a Yochid Namel Lenoch, Sheini Mokim Misuye, Sheiro Vidal, Sharei Lenoch, the Risha Kaiser, Elo Bifonov, in other words, because Rashi was bothered by certain Kashi. If it's a Milo Miyud, let it be a Rishus HaYochid. So he says it's not a Rishus HaYochid because it's not a Mokim Misuyim. If you have the Gavra Amud, that is going to be a Yud. But the Pneu Amud in the Rishus HaRabim, or the Kesel, so that's not a Rishus HaYochid. And the Rishus HaRabim it isn't because the Milo Miyud, the Avir Rishus HaRabim, does not have it in the Rishus HaRabim, it's a Mokim Tur. But the Lashon of Rashi is that the Milo Miyud Poter. Why is it Poter? So the only reason as to why he's Potter is because the Anoche is in Mokim Tum. But there is another reason as to why he has to be Potter. Now, if he is a Reik, Lemailo Miyut. So what does it mean? Now, and then it hits. I throw a ball, Lemailo Miyut, and it hits the wall in the Rishus HaRabim Lemailo Miyut. So, doesn't it have reference to the case where the Mikheim, the Akira of the ball, is also the Milo Miyut? Also the Milo Miyut. So that means that the ball traveled the Dalet Ames, the Milo Miyut in the Avir Rishus HaRabim. So now there is a Chiyuv of Mavir Dalet Ames or Zirik Dalet Ames Rishus HaRabim. So now according to what Reb Chaim says, not according to the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman, but according to what Reb Chaim says, that on this there is really machlekes between Teisves and the Chiddush Aram in the sugya daf ches amud beis, when the Gemara says vinota or vinosa and shloshtem pturim loy metevet yufte de rove do ma rove amav vechives mitchilas dal esid dal bishis rabim af al pi shevir der cholof chayim. So Teisves says pio sherashi af al pi shevir lemayl miyud de havim mokim pturim. So the Chiddush HaRan says, no, it's no kashi against Rashi. It's no kashi against Rashi. Because we cannot say, because over there when the Rabbonon is kami kavose, so there is only an Indian of a neutral zone. But he was made in Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaRabim. Michonus, that's Mishus HaYochid. And Platye, so that's Mishus HaRabim. But in the interim, there was some time in a neutral zone. So he was Mavir in a neutral zone. So the Rabbonon say that he is Chayim. The Rabbonon say he is Chayim. Mashenkin here, so we say, Lemet Yufte de Rove, because the Chiyuv is for Mavir Daledamis, Mishus HaRabim, in as much as he was Mavir. L'maylo mereishe, l'maylo meyud, so mele an essential ingredient of the iser of Mavir Daledamis is lacking. In other words, what Chiddush HaRan says is in consonance with what Reb Chaim says. And Teisves says that kashe, so apparently Teisves assumed like the lomdes of Rabbi Zalman. In other words, Rabbi Zalman mentions a raya from the Gemara Davov, so he explained the Gemara Davov, it shouldn't contradict what Reb Chaim says. So it seems that on that question as to whether by Mavir Daledamis, Rishus HaRabim, so whether the Maisa Avere consists in all the Daledamis, or the Maisa Avere consists only in being made in Itchilas Daled L'Seiv Daled Rishus HaRabim, but not every inch of the Daladames is an essential ingredient of the Maisavere. So Reb Chaim says that every inch of the Daladames is an essential ingredient of the Maisavere. Reb Zalman says no. So it seems that on that point there is a machlekes between the Chidushi Aran and Tesis. So the Chidushi Aran assumes like Reb Chaim, and Tesis, in view of the fact that Tesis equates Meitz and Mechonis Leplatia Derech Stov, where they are, there is no essential ingredient of the Maisavere lacking, except that in the interim, so he was Meitzi in a neutral zone. And he equates that with Derech Olov when it passed through the Avir Lemaila Miyut, so it seems that Tesis agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman. Now the question is this. Here Rashi says, so the reason as to why Lemaila Miyudi is poter, because the Hanoche was not in Rishus Arabim. But there should be another reason as to why he's poter, because the Etzem Avore was not in Rishus Arabim. Now, it's possible to visualize a case where Yizirik Lemaila Miyut, and that's a Mavore was Lemato Miyut. The Hanoche was Lemaila Miyut. In other words, if let's say here is Lemato Miyut. Let's say this point is Yud Vochim from the card. Now suppose I start throwing the ball in a straight line up to the wall, and then near the wall it goes up and it rests above you. So in such a case he is poter only because the Hanoche was Lemaila Miyut. But as far as the Etzem crossing and the Etzem passing, so the ball could have passed Lemata Miyut. But from Rashi Daf Tzadik Tes, turn to the Gemara in Rashi, that the Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes in Azeret, it's mashma that this Mishneh deals with Daled Ames Mitzumtzomis. Now let's see. Now, we went over this Gemara in the first Perek in connection with the Tesves and Kaveres. Boy Rabbi Yechon. Now in the middle of Daf Tzadik Tes on the base. Boy Rabbi Yechon. Boy Yotisho. V'yokam emenu chulye. V'yishlim el ha'asoro. In the middle, just in the middle of the omet, daf tzadik tes omet beis. Boi Rabbi Yechon, bei otisho vokam menu chulye, v'yishlimo la'asoro, mal, akir aschei vezvatsi as michitze baradone kosi. U'michaye, oi loi michaye. So if you had the bei yut, you saw it was a rishayoch. And he was a kere chulye, a cloud of sand, of earth, from that bei. And then, and he was Eker Echuli, and Vishlim Lasso, and he threw it into that bay that heretofore was only ninth Wachim deep. And by throwing the cloud of earth inside that bay, so then it is Boy Rabbi Yechanan, Tibeya Tisha Vokam and Echuli, and it was Eker, and it was Eker the Chuli, Vishlim Lasso. So then he made it. So originally it was ninth Wachim deep, and then by being Eker, the cloud of earth, so it was made into tenth Wachim deep. So the question is it an Akira for Rishus HaYochid or not? Now when he began the Akira detaching the cloud of earth, so it was as yet only ninth Wachim deep. But when he finished detaching the cloud of earth, so it was 10th Vochim deep. So the last moment of the act of the Akire, it was already a Rishus HaYochid. So is it considered Akira Shevet Vasiyas Mechitze Barado Kose Mechayev or Loi Mechayev? Vintim Zolim Akim Lahav Mechitze Asoro Meikore Loi Mechayev Be'er Yud V'Nosan Lisech Echulye. Suppose originally it was 10th Vochim deep. V'Nosan Lisech Echulye, and he threw a cloud of earth. U'miyato, and it became converted into 9th Vochim Be'er. Now, Hanoch HaScheifetz, ויסילוק מחיצה. בדא דקוסי מחייב או לא מחייב. So Tesis in the sugya of Kavara says, why is it more poshut in respect to the reishe than in respect to the sefer? Because in respect to the reishe it's an akire. So an akire has to be more akire chshuvo. Then an anoch. Whatever the reason is, or lo mechayev. Tishe lo idmi day. Titnan hazir ikar ba'am is v'keisel. This is the important thing here. Hazir ikar ba'am is v'keisel lemaylo ma'asorot vochim kizir ik ba'avir. Limato ma'asorot kizir ik ba'oretz. Vazir ik ba'oretz. Ba'am is chayev. Va'abinu vo. Why is limato ma'asorot kizir ik ba'oretz? And is chayev. Vo lo inoch. Va'amar Rabbi Yechon in midvei lo shmei no shoninu. So it's stuck. It's stuck to the wall. So if it sticks to the wall, limaylo miyut on the wall. Is pot, but if it sticks to the wall, the matam yud is chayev. Va'amayu k'memayit ma'arbamis. So Rashi explains there is a machlokes Rashi in thesis. Va'amay mechayev, or maslisen daladamis koshoni. Va'afilu mitzumtzomis. V'chinoch bifnei hakeisel nismayit hazrikem midaladamis. Kidim mikem hadveile. V'kotone chayev. So the Mishnah deals with daladamis mitzumtzomis. So when he throws the ball, so that means from the point where he throws the ball, where the ball is neka miyode, up to the point where it rests on the wall. It rests on the wall. So it's mitzumtzomis. So it's mitzumtzomis. So the question is, v'chinoch b'fnei hakeisel, so since up to the wall, this is the wall. So that means from here, up to here, it's exactly the adamis. Not the mashimor, but when the dveilo sticks to it, so it reduces the daladamis by a mashu. So it's a mashu. So the question is, v'chinoch b'fnei hakeisel nismay tazik daladamis, why is it chayev? Ki dimikim hadveilo v'kotone chayev. The answer is, but before it rested, before the dveilo rested, so then it was daladamis. So even though with the resting, it was reduced from daladamis, so it's chayev, so that means that where the hanoche, it is reduced from the rishis hayochid. With hanoche, but up to the moment of the hanoche, it is the rishis hayochid, it should also be chayev. So the Gemara gives it teretz. Hosom mevatle, hochem mevatle. So Mimele, now here Rashi emphasizes Kizirik Bavia Upota Vilinoch Bershus Arabim then Rishus Arabim Lemailam Asoro. So the reason as to why he's Potter, why the Mishnah says he's Potter Lemailam Yudi, because the Anoche was Lemailam Yud. But as far as the passing of the ball Lemailam Yud, that doesn't matter only because the Anoche was Lemailam Yud. But after all, for two reasons he should be Potter. First of all, because the Anoche was Lemailam Yud, and then the Etzem crossing, the ball passed Lemailam Yud. So you can say, no, we can visualize a case where the crossing, well, in crossing, it crossed Lematam Yud. Let's say here is Lematam Yud. It's 8 vochim from the Karak. So he threw it in a straight line, up to close to the wall, and then it went up, and it rested Lemailam Yud. It rested Lemailam Yud. So Mimele, but according to Teisves, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the Lamas Mitzvotzomis, we could say that. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah has reference to the Lamas Mitzvotzomis. So just as the case of Lematam Yud has reference to the Lamas Mitzvotzomis, so Lemailam Yud also has reference to a case of daladamis mitzumtzomis. And everybody knows that the straight line is the shortest distance between two points. So Mimele, if the Mishnah has reference to daladamis mitzumtzomis, so that means that since it rested Lemailam Yud, so that means that it went also in a straight line. Because if it didn't go, if it went in a straight line, Mitzvah Mimele, that means that the Etzem crossing was Lemaila Miyud. Not that it crossed Lemata Miyud and then it went up. So then it wouldn't be a straight line. And since it is reference to a case of the Adamas Mitzvah, so that means that the Zrike went in a straight line. If it went in a straight line, not that it went first like this, Limato, and then close to the destination, to the wall, it went up. So then it wouldn't be in a straight line, and it wouldn't be the closest distance. So, but according to Rashi, so the Mishnah is reference to the Lamas Mitzvah. So that means that it went in a straight line. In a straight line. So that means that as it crossed in the Rishus Arabim, it also crossed Lemaila Miyud. So why does Rashi say, Upota the Lenor Rishus Arabim, the Rishus Arabim al Maso? The only reason as to why it is Potter is because it's Lenor Rishus Arabim. Two reasons. First of all, Lenor Rishus Arabim. First of all, Lenor Rishus Arabim. And number two, because it crossed the Lemaila Miyud. Because the Lemaila Miyud. Alright, so you could say that the Pshat in Rashi, when Rashi says Daf Tzadik Tes, so Rashi says V'amai Michayev, Daf Tzadik Tes, you look into the Rashi, V'amai Michayev Homas Nisen Dalet Ames Kotone V'afilu Mitzumtzomis. So in other words, not that the Mishnah deals only with Mitzumtzomis, the Mishnah deals even with Mitzumtzomis, but it deals with the case where it's not Mitzumtzomis as well. Now, in the case of Mitzumtzomis, so then, maybe according to Rashi, he's potter for two reasons. Because in the case of Mitzumtzomis, so then the ball must have passed in a straight line, that's the shortest distance. So then, maybe according to Rashi, he's potter for two reasons. First of all, because the Anochem was Nimokim too, and then because that's in passing was not in the Rishus Arabim, but was in the Mokim too. But the Mishnah, while it deals with Mitzumtzomis as well, it deals with Yesem Mitzumtzomis also. So in the case of where it's not Mitzumtzomis, then it could have crossed. So then he could have, let's say, through it, so that it would go to Matom Yud for the major distance, and then close to the wall, it tilted above, the ball was raised, and then it rested Lemaila Miyud. So, but in that case, it will also be potter. Why? Because it rested Lemaila Miyud. So that's why Rashi, so you could say, this is the reason as to why Rashi says, U'potter lo'noch b'shus Arabi. Not that Rashi holds that the fact that it passed Lemaila Miyud is not important. Is not important. But the important thing is only the fact that it rested Lemaila Miyud. No, it's important, maybe according to Rashi, the fact that it passed Lemaila Miyud is also important. But we can visualize a case where it's not Mitzumtzomis. So then, the ball could have passed Lemaila Miyud, and then the ball was raised, and it rested Lemaila Miyud. Lemaila Miyud. So even in that case, he's potter. So in that case, he's potter, because Lemaila Miyud. But in Achana. But it... Pashtes Aloshin it's mashma, the only reason as to why he's potter is because of Loinoch Beshus Arab. Right? But it's not a Raya Mechachas. Now, how about that child? Now, we have a aloche of Dafches. We had a aloche, Roves aloche Dafches. המאבי חיפץ מתחיל אז דלת לסייב דלת בשביל שרבים אף על פי שהעבירי דרך חולוב חי. So according to Rashi's Pshat, דרך חולוב means שהגביר למעלה מיות. שהגביר למעלה מיות. So according to Tesvah, so דרך חולוב means something else, מן אל ישמייל, or I said something else. But according to Rashi, so by מאבי there is a הלוכה that is חי. And even according to Tesis, that Rove has reference to another case altogether, but we have the Aloche of Reblezer. Hameitzi maso lemailo maso, that's a big weight. Hameitzi maso lemailo maso atvochim chayev, shechim maso b'nikos. So that's a din poshut. That mavi, vis-a-vis mavi, even though the etzen passing of the chayfetz was lemailo miyud, so is chayev. Now, how about Zerik? Do we say that Zerik is also chayev? So Mimele, we don't have to say. So then the Rashi is very simple. When Rashi says, Ki Zerik be'aretz de'aveh v'shusarabim u'v'chayim v'chivim de'aveh v'shusarabim. No, Ki Zerik ba'aveh u'potot u'l'enoch v'shusarabim. V'shusarabim ba'alom v'asorom. So Rashi only emphasizes the chisorom that the hanoche was l'mailom yud. But the fact that the passing was l'mailom yud, that doesn't matter. You know, because of Rebbe Elazar's halacha of hameitzi maso lemailo maso atvochim chayev shechem maso b'nikos, but there is no raya because the maso b'nikos was in mavia, not in zeirek. So mele by mavia we have yalfuse for maso b'nikos. By mavia we have yalfuse for maso b'nikos that is chayev, even though he holds the chifetz lemailo maso and he crosses lemailo maso. So still is chayev, but maybe Zerik not, or but maybe the same Yalfuse that Hameitzi Lemaso Lemailo Maso Atvochim Chayev Shechem Maso Nikos applies not only to Mavir but to Zerik as well. Now Teisves at the end of Azerik, I think we went over already in connection with the Teis Rabbi Gregor Skashe that Vov Omud Aleph. So we went over inside the last days in Azerik that Kuv Beis Omud Aleph. Veitziu b'fiv chayim. Kume ba'da do de kosi. Dibriyosei hava anochi. Afo pishem halich. Kidam rinom ksivoson zuya nechosu. Ve'afo gav di piv l'mayel miyud v'nerochem dalet. Botu agav rishu sarabim. We don't know the book here b'ri. That's our gemara that we're going to discuss. The Omar b'rish pirki. The mokim tukosu. The osu mikim kviyas avetvei. ודומה לתרסקו, דומה לפרק, קמה, ולמטו מיוד אבו רישוס רבים, ואוכה אפילו מיילו מיוד, בוטל אגב רישוס רבים. So even למיילו מיוד, so it's בוטל אגב רישוס רבים. ואיד, דימאוויה למיילו מיוד כלמטו, וחושב מונר ברישוס רבים. So in other words, so the case is the Atul Shenes, as to why מיוויה למיילו מיוד is חיים. One explanation Teisves is because an odom is bottle to Rishus Rabbi. Just as a traskel is bottle, a keila is bottle, so an odom is bottle. And an odom is even more bottle than to Rishus Rabbi than a keila. A keila is only bottle, only lemata miyut to Rishus Rabbi, but lemailo miyut not. But an odom, even lemailo miyut, so in other words, even lemailo miyut, so is bottle to the Rishus Rabbi. Even with Milo Miyuti is bottle Rishus Rabbi. And that's the same shite of the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo. The Rabbeisa of the Rajbo. So the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo, they say that if the Oni has his hand raised with Milo Miyut in the Rishus Rabbi, and the Balabais will put it in his hand, so it will be chayev. Even though there is no Maisa Hanoch. Because, so that's the first Loshin Teisvis. I feel a mile of miyud bottle like a Rishus Rabbi. That no dom is bottle to Rishus Rabbi. Even if it is a mile of miyud. The second explanation as to why. Hameitzi maso. The mile of maso is chayev. The mavi le mile of miyud ke le mato. Vichoshiv munar b'Rishus Rabbi. Vichoshiv munar b'Rishus Rabbi. So Teisa says, all right, Teisa says, mentions the Indian that it's considered Munar B'Rishus Rabbi. But from the Lashon of Teisves, it's Mashma, the Mavir Lemailo Miyut Kelemat. So even vis-a-vis the Etzem passing of the Ledames in B'Rishus Rabbi, so when a person is Mavir in his hand, so it's not considered only that he is Mavir high above where his hand is, where he has the Chifetz. But Lemat also, because after all, is the same mokim, as we explained it. It's the same mokim, the top and the bottom is the same mokim. Now, so, according to the first Loshon Teisves, it goes without saying that it's only Shayech it's only shayach ligabe mavir. Because the order, he holds it in his hand, so the order is bottled. But by Zeirik, it's not shayach to say that it's bottled to the Rishus Harab. According to the second Roshan, we could argue that since Teis says Vei di mavir lemailo miyut ki lemato, so it's not only a halacha that applies to mavir because a person holds it. Maybe it's a halacha that the gzeras hakosuf of masav nikahos implies that since in the verb it's the same mokim, the top and the bottom. Even though there is a halacha that l'mayim yud is a mokim p'tur, but when a person is mavir, so avora takes place not only on top, but in a vertical direction at the bottom too. So maybe it applies to Zerik, but it's not Mistaber. I mean, even the second Loshen in Teisves. So it's only Shayach, it's more Mistaber, that even according to the second Loshen in Teisves, that when a person is Mavir and Mailam Yud, so on account of the fact that the top and the bottom is one mocking, so there is a Avore, over the bottom too, the Mavir and Mailam Yud Kelemato, that's only Shayach when the person is Mavir. He has it in his hand. On his goof. So Mimele and the person's goof extends from the ground to the top. So Mimele there is Avore not only on top, but there is also Avore at the bottom. Mashaikin is Zeirik. When it is just called Be'avir, it's Mistaber. When it is just called Be'avir, so we don't say that insofar as the passing over the Rishus Harabim is concerned, so just because it was kolut, just because it passed over the same moke, higher up, so mainly it passed at the bottom too. If a person holds it, so when the person stands, he set up from the karka, he stands, his feet stand on the karka, and he walks on the karka, and it extends into the mile of the yod, so then we say, mavil le mile of the yod kilimato, but when it passes over the avir by Zeirik, Meir Chateise, that it's considered as insofar as the avore, the passing through the Daldamis is concerned, that it's considered to be passing through Lemato too. After all, it doesn't occupy, it doesn't pass Lemato. But when a person holds it, so, and the person walks on the karka of the Rishus Harabim, so the Meile is considered to be passing, and it is the person who carries it. So it's considered, so the Chepetz, who is carried by the person, and the person walks on the Karka, so the Meile, the Chepetz, is also considered to be passing with Mato. Mashein Kein by Zeirik, Meir Chateise, that it should be considered as passing with Mato. Now, so how about that child? So Lifluk, it should be tolu in the machlekes between the lomdes of Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman. In other words, which is really a machlekes between Teisves lomdes is like Reb Zalman, and the Chiddush Aram dafches like Reb Chaim. So, Mele, if we say that like Reb Zalman, that the etzem passing over the dalim, over the dalim is not an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere. Is not an essential ingredient of Maisa Avere. So then, but the Maisa Avere is the Akir and the Anoche Mitchilas Dalet Seif Dalet. And the Etzem passing is in neutral zone, as Rabbi Zalman deduces it from the Pashtes Losh Nagmor, Davov in Shabbos. So in the case, suppose a person would throw the ball, and the ball would pass the Milam Yud. But then, as it reaches the destination, the limit, the Dalet Ames, it would go down and it would rest Lematamiyut. So then, according to Rabbi Zalman's Lomdes, he should be chai, because after all, the etzem passing over the Daladames is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveh. He's not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveh. Not essential ingredient of the Maisaveh. Oh, so the Maisaveh consists that Kira Mitchilas Dalet and the Anochel is saved Dalet. So even though the ball passed the Malamiyut, but then just before it rested, at the end of the Daladames, it descended, and then it rested. Lematam Yud, so then he should be chayim. If we say, however, like the Chaim's Lomdes, that's an essential ingredient of Maisaveh, which definitely is the Lomdes of the Loshin that the Chidush Aran mentions, Davches, so the Melee will still be Potter. And so by Mavi, so then you ask, so according to Chaim's Lomdes, according to the Chidush Aran, why is Mavi chayim? Because we have a special Alfusim of Masav Nikos. So the Pshat is either the first Loshen Tesis or the second Loshen Tesis, whatever it is, so that's only by Mavir. But that's not Chayach by Zerik. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishen in Tesves, in Erev, I mentioned it several times. Tesves in Erev and Daflamet Gimel. Tesves in Erev and Daflamet Gimel holds, Tesves in Erev and Daflamet Gimel holds, that even though Ameitzi Lemailo Masorot Rochim is Chayev, but when it stops, so he has to put it down on the Karki, or the Chol HaPoches, lower than Yutrochim. But if he doesn't, when he stops, so he doesn't put it down lower than Yutrochim, even though there is Anoches Gufei, so he's Potter. Now, so according to Tesves, so what is the whole implication of the Alfuse of Masav Nikos? After all, there is a special Alochi of Masav Nikos. Now, so Hamitzi Masav Mal Masav Tvochim Chayev. So Shechim Masav Nikos. So it's Mashma only because of the Alfuse from Masav Nikos. That's the only reason. But if not for the Alfuse of Masav Nikos, so then he wouldn't be Chayev. But why? So, but if we say, like Rabbi Zalman says that the etzem crossing of the Daladames is not an essential ingredient of Maisavere. The Maisavere consists in the Akira Mitchilas Dalad Rishus Rabin, in the Anoche Liseva Rishus Rabin. But the etzem crossing is not an essential ingredient of Maisavere. So Mimele, why do we have to resort to a special posig, Shechimas of Nikos? So you'll say, no. Inochaname, as far as the etzem passing over the Daladames from Alam Yud, we don't have to resort to Yalfus of Amas of Nikos. But the special Yalfus of Amas of Nikos is necessary in order to be advised that even though the Hanoche was from Alam Yud, so he's still chayim. So that is all well if we don't accept Teis Veshitein Erev Daflamet Gimel. Teis Daflamet Gimel. That Hameitzi Masor L'maylo Masor Otrochem Chayish Masim Nikos, even if he doesn't put it down on the Karke L'matam Yud when he stops at the end of the Ladamis. So that's the whole purpose of the Alfusi. But as far as that's in passing L'maylo Yud, we don't have to resort the Alfusi. But if we accept the Shite, the premise, in Teisve Seirem Daflamet Gimel, the Teinach Haname, the Hanoch has to be Al Gabi Karkeli at the end of Daled Ames. So even the Alfuse doesn't tell us that the Hanoch can be the Maila Miut. So what is the purpose of the Alfuse to tell us that the Etzem crossing can be the Maila Miut? So only on the basis of the Alfuse, without the Alfuse not. So in other words, so we have to say that according to Tesves in the Erev and Daflamet Gimel, so the etzem crossing over the Daladames is an essential ingredient of the Maisaveh, because according to the Erev and Daflamet Gimel, that's the whole purpose of the Alfus. Now we see the Tesves, Davches, Omid Beis agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman. So we have to say the Tesves, Davches, Omid Beis disagrees with Tesves in Erev and Daflamet Gimel. And Tesves, Davches Amud Beis, will be forced to come to the conclusion that when Reb Lezer says Hameitzi Masor Lamaila Masor Tvorchim, Hameitzi Masor Lamaila Masor Tvorchim is Chayev. Hameitzi Masor Lamaila Masor Tvorchim is Chayev. So that is Chayev even if the Anoche is Lamaila Miut. And that's the purpose of Yalfus. And as far as that's in passing, we don't have to resort to Yalfus. According to Teisves, Dafres, and Teisves Neirav and Daflamet Gimel, that we'll have to agree with the Shite of the Chiddush Arav. In other words, that the two Teisves in Shabbos, Dafres on the Beis, and Teisves Neirav and Daflamet Gimel, are not in harmony with each other. All right, that's one thing. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, I mentioned it several times. I mentioned the Machlekes between the Teisves and the Rashba. Now Teisves Shite, again, in Erev Nachlamet Gimel, and also in at the beginning of Shabbos, so that Mavir, Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, is Chayev. Why? Why is it Chayev? Because Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. Also, Shechein Oyo Masov Nikos. Where do we see that? Shechein Oyo Masov Nikos. So we explained it on the basis of the Pshat that we mentioned in the Teisves connection with Kaveres, that the Rishus Ayochid is always Noch in its own Rishus. So since we learn out from Masov Nikos, and what were the Nikos carrying? They were carrying the Mizbeah Dorm. And Mizbeah Dorm was certainly Goveya Yud V'Rochel Dalet. So Mimele, now, the thesis is shaming as the Kashi against Rashi. In the Sugya of Kaveres, Rashi says that why is Goveya Kaveres, that is Goveya Yud and Rochel Vod, is Potea? Because in the Mishkan we only had Zrikas Chafotzim, we didn't have Zrikas Rishuis. So there is a special aloche that there is no chiyuv for Zrikas Rishuis, only for Zrikas Chafotzim. So this is Shemim as the Kashi. We did find in the Mishkan Rishuis, Havor of Rishuis, who in Yered Ashkham Yeshua Mitzir Rishuis, Kino Orinu Mizbechis. Kino Orinu Mizbechis. So, in other words, now Teisves explains why is Kaveres here, Kaveres Goveya Yud Rochel Vov Poter, because it's Mishus HaYochid, it's Zirik Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim. And we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, so Mele Zirik Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim is Poter. That's why by Kaveres is Poter. Now, so we mentioned in respect to the Tzishenim's Kashi against Rashi, the Ashkron Shal Mitzir Rishuis, Kinorin Mizbecheis, Kinorin Mizbecheis. So in other words, so that's Mavir, Zayim Echaname, according to Rashi. So Mavir Rishuis, would be Chayev. Rashi only says that Zerek Rishuis is Potter, but Mavir Rishuis would be Chayev. Now, according to Tzishenim, that Zerek Averes is Potter, Zerek, because it's Mirshus HaYochid, because Rishus HaYochid, whenever it rests in its own Rishus, even though it is set up on the Kark of the Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered al pedin to be resting in its own Rishus, so that's why it's Poter. So Mimeu Eligabe Mavir, so he's Chayev. So this is the Pshat in Teisves Neirav and Daf Lamed Gimel, and Teisves says that Mavir Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. Why? Yalfusev from Masav Nikos. Where do we see that the Masav Nikos were Mavir Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim? The Gemara mentions Reb Lezer in his memory, so he mentions the Yalfusev from Masav Nikos Ligabi Daladames. The answer is because the Bnei Kohos carried Rishuis also, I mean Govei Ayud and Rochel Dalet, so Mimele and Rishus HaYochid, whenever it rests in its own Rishus, so even when it was in the Rishus HaRabim, it was considered Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So that's Teisves Shita. Anyway, Teisves Shita is that Mavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. And why? Because of Yalfuse from the Nikos, from the mass of Nikos. So according to Teisves, even if he will not be Mavir Daled Ames in Rishus HaRabim, just a little bit. Let's say One is Mavir Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid, Derech Hishus HaRabim. And the Derech Hishus HaRabim was only one Ame. Not Dalet Ames. He also Bechai. It's like, because it's Yalfuse. So it is like Meishit, Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid, Derech Hishus HaRabim, with Yudachas. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Dalet Ames or less than Dalet Ames. It's a special Chiyu. It's especially Yalfuse. So Mavir Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid, Derech Hishus HaRabim also is Chayev, even if he's Mavir less than Dalet Ames. Now, the Rashbo is Chelek. The Rashbo in Erev is Chelek and Teisves. And he says that Mavir Mishayochid, Mishayochid, Erech Yishus Rabim is only Midrabon. Midraise is not Chay. Midraise is not Chay. Now, so that means that there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rashbo as to whether Mavir Mishayochid, Mishayochid, Erech Yishus Rabim is Chayev or not Chayev. Now, the Rambam Shite also appears like the Rashbo. That Mavir Mishayochid Mishayochid Derech Yishus HaRabim Derech Yishus HaRabim is Potter. Now, I think that I mentioned besides Teisa Shite is also in Shabbos besides being mentioned in Erev and Davon Imo at the beginning of Pesach Shabbos it's mentioned. So, but I mentioned the Miri Shite. Now, the Miri is mentioned in Azirik, Daf Tzadik Zayin, and it's also mentioned in Sukki. But in Azirik he discusses it very briefly. But in Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel, the Miri discusses it in great detail. So the Miri Shite is also that Mavir Mishus HaYochid Lishus HaYochid Derech Yishus HaRabim Mishayim. But there is one fundamental difference between Teis V'Shite and the Miri Shite. According to Teis V'Shite, it's not on the basis of Svore that Mavir Mishus HaYochid Lishus HaYochid Derech Yishus HaRabim is like Mavir Dalet Ames Lishus HaRabim. No, it's a separate Chiyu. It's a special Alfuse of Masav Nikos. So Mimele is Chayev even if he's Mavir Mishayochid Mishayochid Derech Yishus HaRabim less than Dalet Ames. Even if he was Mavir one inch in Derech Yishus HaRabim. Just like Meishi B'Yudachas. So he doesn't require Dalet Ames because it's a special Chiyuv. The Meiri says, no, there is no special Chiyuv of Mavir Mishayochid Mishayochid Derech Yishus HaRabim. But the Chiyuv of Mavir Mishayochid Mishayochid Derech Yishus HaRabim is the same as Mavir Dalet Ames Mishayochid Derech Yishus HaRabim. So the Miri says, because it doesn't make any difference where the Akira and the Anochet take place. The important thing is that there should be Havore Da'olam Mishus HaRabim. There should be Havore Da'olam Mishus HaRabim. There has to be Akira and Anochet too, of course. But the place where the Akira and the Anochet, where the Akira and Anochet take place is not important. Is not important. And from the Loshen of the Miri, it's mashma, even though Reb Nachum Zembent, it's Yitzchok Chaim, it may distinguishes, but it's not mistaber. From the Loshen of the Miri, in the longness of the Miri, it's mashma, that even if one will be mavir mikarmelesly karmeles, there are Dalet Ames b'Yishus HaRabim, and there will be an akire in one karmel. Then he'll go out from the Carmelis and he'll carry the Chayfetz, Dalet Ames Lishus HaRabim. Then he'll enter another Carmelis. And he'll be Maniach, and he'll also be Chay. Nachum Zembe says, no, that here the Miri will be made, but it's not Mashma like that. Why? And the Miri explains it in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel, that the essential thing is Avoga Dalet Ames. The essential thing is Avoga Dalet Ames. But there has to be an Akira and Anoche, because if there is no Akira and Anoche, it's not Itzoi. It's not Itzoi. But where the Akira and Anoche take place is not important. As long as there is Avor Dalet Ames. And that's the Miri Dachman Gimel in Shabbos. There's the Miri Dachman Gimel in Shabbos. Now, the Miri says it in regard to the Gimel Dachman Shabbos, Dachman Gimel in Sukkah. Now, the Miri mentions that in connection with the Gemara, why the Chachomim, the Gemara says that the reason as to why the Chachomim or Reike, or the mitzvah of Shefer and the mitzvah of Lulev, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Sukkot occurs on Shabbos, why Midrash say you have to take a Lulev? Midrash say you have to blow a shofar. But Gzeira the Rabbi, Shemo Yavrenu Amay Arba Hamis B'Shus HaRabbi. So the question, all the Rishayim raise the question, why does the Gemara mention only Shemo Yavrenu Arba Amis B'Shus HaRabim? Why doesn't the Gemara say Yeitzim B'Shus HaYochid B'Shus HaRabim? After all, where is a person likely to have
the Shefer of the word.
In the Rishis Ayochid. So then, he'll be made in Rishis Ayochid. Rishis Rabbim, why does the Gemara have to say Yavren Abam Rishis Rabbim? So Rashi himself raises that question. Who אוי בי המסליט לי ולא ליציאי, ונמלך ליציאי, פוטה, מי שמיצואי, אם לא יום עד לופש בינתיים, כדאמרי לו מסך השבס. So the meal...